Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Welcome to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. Congratulations! You have arrived at the right place. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light, love. Join us each week for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Longmore.
Welcome, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. You are tuning in to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and I'm so thrilled you're here. This is turning out to be an amazing 2011, and this is the year of mastered self-expression. So this is the year where we're taking our divine gifts and really moving them out into the universe in a much bigger way than maybe we've been feeling in the past. And you may be feeling right now like this is the time, really feeling a nudge to, finally put things into motion, any of those dreams that have been on your list for a while, really get them out there. And it's no accident because energetically this is just where we're being asked to move through this year. And I've got a lot going on this year to support you, so I definitely want to make sure that you're signed up for my biweekly e-zine that I send out that's going to really support you in moving through this journey this year. So if you haven't done so already, visit www.souljourneys.ca to sign up. You also receive a special soul acceleration gift. And while you're there, tomorrow night, I don't want you to miss out on the 11 spiritual laws to align you to your wealth for this year and beyond. It's a free call. All you have to do is enter your name and your email, and all the call details will be sent out to you. And like I said, it's free. It's going to be a very informative call. And definitely this time of year when we're going through the crunch and setting our dreams up and so on, it seems like the perfect time and the perfect call. And that said, we also have a very special guest today who is going to support us in mastering our self-expression in this year and beyond. She happens to be a friend and a colleague. Her name is Laura Hollick. And if you haven't met Laura before, she's the founder of SoulArtStudio.com, which is a business devoted to guiding people to connect with their creative spirit and express it in their life and their business. She is an award-winning artist and shaman. She has exhibited her art and ideas around the world. Was actually nominated for a Woman of the Distinction in the Arts for her soul artwork. Also, Bravo TV created a documentary about Laura's art and life and called The Artist's Life, Laura Hollick. And in a past life, she did what I'm doing now, which is that she hosted and produced over 500 radio shows, and the radio at that time was called The Artist's Lifestyle. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Laura Hollick to the show. Welcome, Laura.
Laura will be with us momentarily, Jennifer.
Okay, we're still connecting through other lines.
Yes, we are.
Okay, great. Well, while we're waiting for Laura to come on, you know, it's a powerful show, lots of energy going on today. It's 1-11-11, so it's not surprising that we're blowing open these energy fields right now. Laura, if you haven't done so already, you're definitely going to want to go to her website. I've had a chance to be in her studio a few times. It's absolutely stunning. She's created so many wonderful things. And if you go to her site, soulartstudio.com, you'll get a flavor of what she has to offer. It's very inspiring. And I know a lot of us have creative energy that we really want to be bringing out into the world. And that comes out in different ways. Some of us are storytellers. Some of us are visual. Some of us are multimedia. We have all these different ways in which we want to express our sacred energy and our sacred center, which is our sacral chakra. All our creative energy comes from there and then gets expressed out through our throat chakra. It's our fifth chakra. And so being on her site, just visiting it, just stopping by and saying hello, I believe will activate things within you simply because myself and so many other people I've spoken to are absolutely blown away by what Laura creates. And if you're looking for inspiration this year, this is definitely the place to go.
And Jennifer, we do have Laura on the line now.
Wonderful. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Thanks so much for being here.
I'm so excited to be here. And Jennifer, we're friends as well as business colleagues, so this is just a total joy to be sharing this with you.
I know. We're going to have a virtual tea party with everyone for the next hour, so it's very exciting. So I wasn't going to do this right away, but I can't help it because I'm just so excited, and we spoke a little bit earlier about this very special project that you've launched today. So shall we let it out of the bag now?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's
do it. Can you share with folks what you've launched today?
So after years literally in the works and of like a dream that's been incubating and marinating and gathering momentum for birthing, today we launched Soul Art TV, which is a show that features revolutionary creative spiritual leaders that I'm interviewing. And it also features my own art and creative process and how to really live the life that we're all being called into with this new paradigm and exploring what it is.
Mm. And you've already had your first show uploaded today, which I had a chance to watch, and it was really fantastic. So how do people find out about how to register for Soul Art TV?
Mm-hmm. So they can go to www.soulartstudio/revolution, and that will take them to the Soul Art TV page where they can sign up to watch. Our first series is called The Creative Spiritual Revolution, so that will bring them to the page where they can sign up to watch that, and we'll see a beautiful video there, and there's pictures of all these amazing, I just, when I look at it, I get a smile, all the people that I will be featuring over the next few months on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I'm very proud to be one of those guests. So, you know, I'll be coming to your studio in the near future, and we'll actually be taping it in your studio, which is really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And you're one of the few people that I will get the chance to actually record the interview in person, because now the beauty of the internet is that we can connect with our tribe all over the world. And so a lot of the people that I am interviewing, these creative spiritual revolutionaries, they live all over. And so a lot of the shows are recorded through webcam. So there's people in Australia and Europe and the States and Canada. So Jennifer, with you, you're one of the very few that will actually be live in the studio.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting. Well, for me, I feel like I have my own definition, but you mentioned that you're interviewing creative spiritual revolutionaries. So what would you say that revolution is? How would you describe it?
I feel that right now, at this point in history, there is a shift. I mean, I think everyone feels it in some way, whether they are feeling it in the economy, but they're feeling it in their health or in the environment, or as a deep call in their spirit. And the way that I understand this energy is that it's a call for us to evolve into a higher level of consciousness, where our life is a reflection of who we dream of being, so that our life becomes this unfolding of our spirit on earth. So to me, the creative spiritual revolution is about connecting with your own personal dream, and then creating it and designing a life that reflects and expresses it. And it is a form of a revolution, because it does challenge a lot of belief systems and stereotypes and the DNA coding of the old paradigm. So it's really, it's this shift energy and all the people who are stepping forward to create something completely new.
When you and I spoke about this a while ago, I feel like we just need to kind of hone in on this, so we'll see where it takes us. We spoke a while ago about even just this whole self-help or self-development paradigm, that even within the world that we've existed in for a long time, this particular niche, right, of spiritual teachers and so on, that you're seeing a revolution within that realm as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's something that's been brewing for a while, and I think we can trace it. I mean, I guess the 60s, there was a burst of energy at that point, and then that kind of moved into the self-help movement in like the 70s and the 80s. But now it's going to another whole level. Like it really is taking on a more, rather than people just going to a workshop or a retreat on a weekend and then going back to their job, people are actually making a commitment to this being a whole new way of living and taking the risks that it requires to really own up to that desire to make it real. So there is a shift. I think in the beginning it did feel more like a fantasy and kind of an escape idea. And now it's like really embodying it, claiming it, and facing the challenges that it brings forward.
Mm-hmm. And within those shifts, we're all craving a different sort of leadership, I guess you could say, within this movement,
mm-hmm.
within this realm. And so perhaps some of the old hierarchies that you and I kind of spoke about privately when we weren't on the air is starting to shift, and we're looking for a different type of spiritual leader or creative spiritual visionary than perhaps what we even had last decade.
Yeah, it's so true. And I mean, a lot of people are talking about this right now because it is the energy of our time. And it is a shift of that masculine model to a balanced model. But for it to become balanced, it requires more feminine energy at this point. So it isn't about just going totally over on the feminine side, but because it's been so lacking, there is going to be a bit of a swing in order for things to balance and then a new idea to birth.
Mm-hmm. So why do you feel that this revolution is so important at this time in our history?
You know, I don't know if I logically or linearly analyzed that exactly. All I know is that when I receive a divine download and I can feel it in the cells of my body, then I will act on it. And that's how this came to me in terms of putting this one project together. And really all the work that I do in my life, it's something that I'm guided from the inside out to do. So I don't always understand it. It's usually after and in retrospect that I'm like, oh, okay, I see why I had to do that, because it makes sense later. But with this, I mean, we are being called to evolve. I can feel that, and I can intellectually know that as well. But on a deeper level, I don't know. I just know that I'm called to take actions when I get that divine download, and that's what this has been for me.
That's beautiful. Well, when we come back from our commercial break, I definitely want to hear more about what you've got going on. I know you've got a lot of exciting things going on at the studio beyond Soul Art TV, which is exciting in and of itself. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back with Laura Hawk.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life?
Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert, and today we are with my friend and colleague, Laura Hollick of SoulArtStudio.com. And before the break, we were chatting about creative spiritual revolution and why this seems to be coming up now. And Laura, I mentioned at the very beginning of the show about 2011 being the year of mastering self-expression. And what kind of evidence are you seeing of that coming up in your business and the people that you're serving and the colleagues that you're speaking to?
Mm-hmm. Well, just in a simple example of how this is coming up, if you look on Facebook and you notice what people are doing, their picture is representing them. And then what they put up there, if they are an entrepreneur, they are their own brand. And whatever they are putting out becomes their own personal self-expression, which leads into their business, which leads into their lifestyle, their relationships, and all that kind of thing. So a simple example of seeing how this is manifesting is just look on Facebook and you'll see that each person's creative expression is becoming the way that they are identified. And so I find for myself personally, it's a magical time because that feels like it feels very natural to me to let creative expression and personal expression just be on the forefront and have that be the language that goes out and then interacts with others. But that's a basic, simple way to just see how it is being expressed right now at this time in history.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting that you share that because we all are our own brand. And what you just mentioned earlier, which I feel is really going to help folks listening today, is that, our pictures are reflecting who we are and that a huge part of who you are is this creative expression and spiritual expression. But I know that hasn't always been the case for you.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a journey that you went on to get to this place where this is just what you live and breathe. So what was one of the fundamental shifts that you needed to make within yourself to get to this place where this is just your life? It's just always your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that for me, my first language has always been art and creative spirituality. So that's always been who I am. And I think each person has their own natural state, like who they, when they think about their own energy, there's something that they identify that is uniquely them. And so for me, the part that's uniquely me is this creative spirit. And so I always had that, but I definitely had a journey to be able to claim it and figure out how to actually use it, because it's a little bit of a wild energy, and how do you apply it or channel it or make money with it and turn it into a job. I mean, there's definitely been a journey with that. And so I can give a little bit of a snippet there, because I think that each one of us, when we tune into our own story, they can actually become universal stories. So I'll share mine, and maybe there's a piece that will trigger something in someone who's listening to this right now. So for me, when I was a kid, I mean, I was always creating and imagining and connecting with spirit, but I did it really like a hermit. And I really isolated myself, and it was a safe way for me to feel beautiful. Like if I was alone, I could connect with spirit and I could be creative and feel beautiful. But then as soon as I had to connect with people, it was so awkward and I felt ugly and I just didn't know how to do it. And so as a result, I had no idea how to turn my gifts into a career and into a business. And so I did go to school for fine arts and I got a degree in that. And then when I graduated, I thought, oh, okay, I'll just do my art and I'll hide away in my studio and I'll just do my art and it'll all be great. And I was shocked to discover that there wasn't some pile of money waiting for me in my studio by myself. And so I remember sitting in my studio just like the fear was thickening and it was mounting. And I was like, wow, how am I going to even pay for this studio? Because when I went through university, the way I paid for that was I worked in a greenhouse. I worked at Subway sandwiches. I mean, I did these kind of like part-time jobs. And then I ended up getting this studio that was like $300 a month or something like that. And I really didn't even know how I was going to pay for it. And so there was this one day I was sitting in my studio and I'm like, okay, I've got to figure this out. And I ended up going for a walk. And while I was walking, I could hear spirits sort of giving me messages. And we all have different ways that we're going to hear these messages. For me, if I'm on a walk, I start channeling. So I was out walking and I could hear spirit saying to me, you know, why don't you get paid to walk? And I was like, okay. I didn't really know what that meant. But I ended up applying for a job at Canada Post. And I wrote this contract between me and the universe. And I said, okay, universe, I will walk 10,000 kilometers, and at the end of those 10,000 kilometers, I want you to tell me how I can be my creative spirit in this world and thrive. Because at this moment, I don't have a clue. So I wrote this contract, and I signed it, and I put like a symbol that represented the universe to me. And so like I thought we both signed it. And so I got this job as a letter carrier for Canada Post, and I started walking. And every day I would walk. I walked 4 to 5 hours a day, and I did this for 5 years. And every single day was a meditation for me. It was exasperating, and I definitely, my demons were coming up every day, but it was a meditation for me to clear my energy so that I could be in the position to actually share my spirit with the world. Because I had so many things that were blocking me and not allowing me to fully shine and exist in the way that I knew I was designed to. So at the week that I completed my 10,000 kilometers is when I moved into the studio that I'm in now, which I've been at for over 5 years. And then almost right away, I ended up being approached by Bravo TV and they wanted to create a documentary about my art. And it's like I had just opened up this whole channel of possibility for letting myself be on earth as the person that I wanted to be, as the creative spirit. But the transitional point was that journey of me clearing my energy. And I say, like, I walked 10,000 kilometers, and that, so it's not necessarily like one quick thing that changed for me. It was the journey I took and the commitment and the desire to live my spirit on earth. So that point you asked the question, like what was the transition or that point, and it really was the journey of the commitment to my dream.
Mm-hmm.
I love that story. I mean, there's so many metaphors in that story. I don't even know where to begin. But the key word you said there is commitment.
Yeah, it's huge.
Because any time, as you know, and I know I coach people around this, you coach people around this, when we're in the energy of wishy-washy, that's the energy we put out to the universe, and the universe matches us with wishy-washy.
Mm-hmm.
When we're focused, when we're committed, when we're prepared to do what it takes to live our dream, that's when the universe says, oh, you're serious, great, I'm going to partner with you.
Exactly. Yeah. The commitment is, it's that deciding moment where you are no longer willing to go back. And so even though you have no idea what's going to be forward, it's the only option. And I think that we're at that point in history where the new paradigm, it's not like we know exactly what it will be, but it's that sort of commitment or decision to move forward into the unknown and letting go of the other options. And what that requires is the desire that in each person who makes a commitment, the desire has to be so strong that you're willing to be uncomfortable. It's like you want it more than you want to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. I love how you say that there's no other option but just moving forward.
Right, and it's uncomfortable. I mean, going for a dream or going for your purpose is not for, and it is a joyous, relaxing experience. It's also a grueling. it will require every aspect of your being to be part of it. So it's challenging as well. And so it does, like, if that commitment's not there, one challenge and you're going to be, it could just blow you over. Whereas if you want it, you can face those challenges and you can move through it.
Mm-hmm. And I'm struck too by the metaphor of the body, and in fact, it is so much more comfortable for us to walk forward than for us to walk backward.
Mm-hmm.
We're just naturally designed that way, and yet there's something in our brain sometimes that switches off and tries to convince us that moving forward and putting one foot before the other is somehow uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think if we have a program or a limiting belief, then walking forward is like walking into our own fear. So a lot of the work is clearing those stories or those false ideas. They're not false because when we experience them, they feel very real and very true. But we do need to change the story so that we aren't like moving through molasses so that we can actually get some momentum and get going. But yeah, if we have a really thick story of limiting beliefs, then it is hard to move forward.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I know that you have a special 8-step process that you take people through to tap them into their creative spiritual evolution. So I'd love to chat about that when we come back from a commercial break. So let's take a quick break, and we will be right back in a moment with Laura Hollick.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs, and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. By reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance, CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in, causing ill health, and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be, and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4 That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. If you're just joining us, I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and today we are with my friend and colleague, Laura Hollick of SoulArtStudio.com. We've been chatting a lot about the work that Laura's up to and her journey and how she was able to really step into living her full creative expression 24/7. And I know, Laura, that I'm just on your website right now, and maybe you can guide people because I'm not quite sure where to send people, but I know that you have the 8 stages of creative spiritual development, and you have a lot of products and so on to support people in unleashing their creative spiritual development. But maybe you could guide us on your site as to where people can find out more information. And also, I know you wanted to offer people your Creative Spiritual Revolution manifesto. So how can people get their hands on that?
Okay. Well, I think a great place to start is to be able to identify for yourself with what kind of a creative spirit you are and where you are in the journey. Because that's kind of the foundation. It's like if you were to punch into a GPS, like if you wanted to go somewhere, you have to start with where you are. So the best place for people to do that, on my website, there's a page that says About You. And this is where you can learn all about yourself. You can figure out, there's a quiz, and it'll help you identify really clearly what kind of a creative spiritual being you are. So there's a quiz for that, and it's free. And there's also a quiz that will help you identify where in the journey you are. Because there are very distinct stages to the journey. And each stage has different requirements, and it needs different nutrients and different kinds of focus and attention. So once you know what stage you're in, then you can get the help you need, or you can, seek out the things that are going to support you at that stage. And there are 8 stages to the journey. And I have them listed on that page as well, so you can go through that. We can talk about what those 8 stages are. But I think that's a great place to start. And then also there is a free video course which will guide you through a soul art journey, which is identifying your stage, identifying who you are, what your purpose is, and then actually starting to plan out and envision how that purpose and that expression can become your life and your business. Mm-hmm. So that's on my website as well. It's called The 8 Soul Art Secrets.
Wonderful. And that's all free.
Yes.
Just want to put that out there.
Mm-hmm. And it's,
Well, one of the things I'm noticing on your site, and I know we were going to chat about it a bit, is the body mapping.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some of our other colleagues have chatted about the fact that you've recommended that as ways to add beauty in their home when they're looking for what do I put on my walls, but maybe you could explain a bit more about what body mapping is.
Mm-hmm. So body mapping is something that I developed actually through part of my journey. So while I was walking those 10,000 kilometers and I was going through a massive healing, I mean on so many levels, and at that time I started dancing professionally as well. And I learned that our body is it's almost like its own spiritual language. So if there's something going on inside of your body, and you get, whether it's a pimple, or you get like a pinched nerve, or you break a bone, all of these things, your spirit is communicating to you. So body mapping is a way of tuning into that spirit language using art, intuition, and channeling. And then once you're able to see what's going on the spirit level, then using different shamanic practices to realign and bring the body back to what it wants to be. And that's not for someone else to impose what it wants to be. The spirit will kind of guide what that is for each person. And really, when we are embodying our spirit, that's when we're beautiful. It isn't about putting on lip gloss. I mean, that can add to beauty. But beauty is really something that glows through, and we can see it in other people. Like if someone's just magnetic and they just are glowing and there's just something about them, we're drawn to them. That's a beauty. So when we tune into our spirit and how it's speaking through our body, that's when we can tune into our beauty and let it just flow through. So body mapping is a way of doing that. It's a creative process that I developed through my own journey and then have used it with thousands of people from all over the world to help them heal from different medical issues, to help them understand the purpose, to help them with their branding, to help them feel like they are safe to enter the spotlight. I mean, it can be used for all kinds of inner issues.
Mm. And people can do that with you privately, or how does that work?
Yes, so they can work with me privately, and actually this year we are launching the Soul Art Certification Program, and level one is body mapping. So that's something that's launching in about a month and a half.
Wow, so people can learn how to teach others how to do body mapping.
Yes.
So how would people go, like, what might be the prerequisites for taking this body mapping class?
So for someone to get certified, they have to go through that program with me where they have to go on their own journey. Because I really do believe that in order to heal and guide someone else, that you or me, all of us, we have to have traveled it ourselves. It isn't something that you can just learn in a textbook and then do it with someone else. It's like you have to experience it. So each person who would be certified, I will guide them through their own personal journey. And then from there, I will teach them how they can use their experience of that and apply that to help guide somebody else on their journey.
Mm. Very exciting. I know we had chatted about that privately before. I didn't realize it was coming up so quickly.
Yes, it is. everything is like happening.
Maybe it's just because I'm losing track of time.
Yeah, and you know, when I was doing that, you know, walking, I felt like nothing was happening. I felt it was so slow. And I think that's kind of like a pregnancy. Like you get to a certain point where you have been building things and traveling for so long and gathering things for however, you know, a long time, and then all of a sudden it's ready to birth. And I feel like I'm at that point right now where so many things are birthing because it's been over a decade of gathering and healing and aligning and preparing myself.
Mm. It's interesting that you share that, because at the beginning of the show when I was talking about this self-expression, and this is the year where we just feel like things are being pushed out of us whether we want to participate or not. You know, like, this is just the year. We feel like, you know, things are coming to the surface. We're being called to serve in bigger ways and so on. And I know similar things are happening with me as far as just offerings that I'm bringing forward this year that I simply just didn't have the space and the support to do that before. You know, I didn't have enough members on my team to take on some of the things that free up my time to do these things and that kind of stuff. So, you know, I definitely feel that trend coming forward, and I'm sure you're noticing the same thing with other people, that we're all just called to step up in a bigger way, step out in a bigger way, and almost like when you're talking about the birthing, but also birthing while also releasing the reins on things that maybe we've kept closer to our heart up until this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Letting more people in and stepping into that legacy kind of energy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a time where we are almost stripped of any veneers that cloud our true purpose. And so when we take those cloaks away of things that aren't really who we are, then what we're left with is the energy of the things that really want to take off and want to be born. So it is a time when it's happening all over the place. And, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you see it more readily because things happen. When you're an entrepreneur, your business life and your personal life are so merged that what goes on for you is going to be reflected in your business. And so, I mean, I love the journey of being an entrepreneur. I think it is a fantastic way to deepen yourself and enrich your spirit, because everything becomes an expression of who you are, and you have to, you know, make that decision, as we were talking about earlier, and that commitment to embody your spirit in all areas of your life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I believe, and I know we've chatted about this before, that there's no greater transformation than being an entrepreneur. There's nothing that's going to kick your stuff up more. There's nothing that's going to help you feel the depth and expansion of pride and glory and, you know, humility and all kinds of things than having your own business, because you're constantly in growth with yourself. You're constantly looking in the mirror when you're running a business.
Yeah.
Especially an entrepreneurial endeavor, rather than just kind of having a business to make money, something that's actually about making a difference on the planet.
Yeah, so, and when the business is also the expression, and as you mentioned, this year being the year of personal creative expression, when your business is about you and your purpose and you sharing your gifts with the world, then that is when every aspect of your life really gets to be about embodying your spirit, because everything will be brought to the surface and to be either dealt with or celebrated. It's quite a ride.
Absolutely. Well, I'd like to leave that with the listeners while we take a quick break to really ponder about, what are you being called to birth right now? What is rising to the surface? And what is your plan to bring that forward? And when are you going to act on that? So I'd like to leave that with all of you while we take a quick commercial break, and we will be right back in a moment.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her purpose. profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
85% of diets fail because we treat weight loss as solving a problem. A world-class musician doesn't look at being great as a problem to solve. It's the outcome. It's the result of their motivation, plan, coaching, and daily choices. The Take Shape for Life program focuses on the outcome. That's what makes it different. Losing weight is just a byproduct of getting healthy. Talk to a health coach and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat! How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, very good. When does this start?
This starts in August.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great. We should spread the word.
Absolutely. Spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for tuning in for the remainder of our show. You're listening to Soul Purpose Central. I'm your host, Jennifer Longmore, and we are with very talented and special guest, Laura Hollick of SoulArtStudio.com. Before the break, we were chatting a bit about what we're bringing forward this year, what we're birthing, what we're launching. And, Laura, I know a lot of what's going on for you right now with the creative spiritual revolution is tied into the new paradigm, and wondering if you can chat a little bit or bridge the gap between our need to be birthing things and what the new paradigm is and how that's all interrelated.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I sense of the new paradigm, and like I was saying earlier, I don't think anyone really knows for sure, because this new paradigm is something that we as a collective consciousness are stepping into together to create together. So it's not like it is something that is kind of predetermined necessarily, but we're creating it. So I feel that the sense that I have is that we are being called to fully embody our spirit, like physically embody it on earth. And so what that requires is us really tuning in to who we are and what brings us joy, and then creating our life as an expression and reflection of that. So that we're growing our spirit on earth, we are living our spirit on earth. And I feel that the new paradigm is a place where that is a natural way of being. Like right now, I think the conversation we're having right now, at some point they'll look back and be like, oh my gosh, you mean they didn't just live their spirit? They didn't just go to school and figure out who they were and then just, like, it's gonna be like an obsolete conversation. But I feel like my sense is that we're at this point where we as a mass consciousness are coming to the point where we can make a decision and a commitment together that this is what we want, that we want a life that is the expression of our spirit. And so there's lots of things happening that are kind of like teasing us or nudging us or annoying us so that we will come to that decision. So there's like things happening in the economy. There's different kind of catastrophe type of things that are forcing people to rethink how we're doing stuff. And those, I believe those pieces are there to help us come to a decision and commitment to step into a new idea where our spirit is actually the leader. So that's what I feel the new paradigm is, and I feel that's what the creative spiritual revolution is. It's about tuning in and letting your own spirit, your creative spirit, become the leader of your life, and then having all pieces kind of reflect and express that.
So just to play devil's advocate, because of course there's lots of theories out there about, you know, what's going to happen to us if we don't align and all kinds of different things. So what is your sense of what's going to happen if folks don't really allow spirit to be the compass that guides them through life?
I think that, okay, let me hear inside of myself so I can have an answer that flows through. I think that for that thought, it kind of depends on where is the question coming from. Is it coming from a place of fear? Like, is it coming from, like, oh my gosh, if I don't do this, I'm going to blow up or is it coming from an ease with, you know what, this is how I want to go about my life and I'm perfectly content with it? Because I think where the question comes from is more of how I could answer that question. So if someone's feeling a lot of fear about, oh my gosh, if I don't, it's kind of like with positive thinking. If I don't always have a positive thought, that I shouldn't leave my house because a brick is going to fall on me if I walk out the door. Whereas it's not really about that. I don't think that we have to control and create such rigid, stiff parameters for how to be. In fact, I think it's more about relaxing into who you really are. So if who you really are is someone who doesn't want to think about spirit, then that might just be, I mean, that's a language that I'm using, but if that's your true joy state, then that's your energy and go with it. I think that each person, this is a journey that all of us are going through right now, this, the new paradigm and the shift. And I do think that, okay, this is my sense and this may upset some people, but I do feel on the evolutionary track, there's things like Homo erectus, Homo sapien, and I do feel there is another human evolution. Some people are calling it Homo illuminus, and I think that it will eventually become the species that is the norm. And there may be other species there, but they will eventually kind of fade out because they won't match the vibration of where we're going. And so I'm not saying this from a place of fear. It's a sense of where I come from. And I think if people are asking that question of themselves, to just tune into, what's the question coming from? Is it coming from a place of fear, or is it coming from just an ease with who you are and what you feel you're about?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's obviously a huge topic for conversation, but there's certainly a lot of theories out there, and from what I've downloaded, the new paradigm is so open. We're still creating it. It's not a predetermined place. It's an evolutionary place. And when we start to live from spirit, that is what's going to create this, you know, heaven on earth, so to speak, this new way of living and a new way of establishing infrastructure and, you know, all the things that we need to exist as humans on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a powerful conversation. So before we start to wrap up our show for today, are there any tips that you'd like to leave with people about how they can step into their creative spiritual expression?
Mm-hmm. You know, it really starts with tuning into yourself and learning about your own energy, learning about yourself. That is your greatest asset. So anything that you can do to tune in, learn about who you are, learn about how your energy moves and flows and circulates and what brings you joy and what sets you off, what belief systems are you buying into, what are the dreams that you have. Anything that can support the deepening of your own awareness That is your asset, and that's also the foundation for a powerful position to create. Okay, to create, there has to be some level of interconnection, because the well of that unlimited flow and source, like people will often ask me, like, how can you just turn on that creativity and so it's flowing all the time? And I never even think of it being turned off, because when you're tuned in, you are, like, you are connected to that source where there's so much. So the one thing that I would like to leave this conversation with in terms of offering for how to step into your own creative script for revolution is to take the time that you need to connect with yourself and really listen and hear the subtleties of your spirit. And if your spirit says, okay, you know what, I feel like going for a walk, I feel like suddenly now I want to eat spinach, or I want to eat a cookie, or I want to paint or dance or do a pole dancing class or be a mechanic. Like, listening to those subtleties of the inspiration and then having the courage to take the action on what you hear from within.
Mm-hmm. Well, and of course, you have tons of great resources at soulartstudio.com.
Mm-hmm.
That can support
yeah.
people in really starting that journey with themselves. And also, just as a quick mention, when you go to soulartstudio.com, when you do soulartstudio.com/revolution, that is going to sign you up for SoulArt TV. So make sure that you do that while you're there. So as we wrap up for today, Laura, I mean, we could carry on this conversation forever. It'd actually be wonderful to have you back, and we can go deeper into some of these topics another time. But for now, thank you so much for sharing your time and your wisdom with us.
Thank
Congratulations on your new launch. And I wish you all a wonderful week, and I look forward to tuning in with all of you again next week at 4 o'clock Eastern. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
You've been listening to Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose expert, here on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Jennifer each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path. To find out more about Jennifer Longmore, visit her on her site at souljourneys.ca.